Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and cheers to 2022 and the resolutions that you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Sounds good to me, huh? And our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop in 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and insert promo code Bubba for 20% off and free shipping. You know, a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reliever before showing off your brand new 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete your set, Manscaped threw in the new Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, all as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba.
It's a real thing, Lummy. Ask me what's real.
What's real?
Postpartum.
Oh no. You got it?
Just kind of felt like I got hit by a truck. Is the dumb bitch in here?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, hi.
Having a snack?
Are you eating snacks?
I am, yes. I mean, I'm in a mood right now. I just want to eat everything.
What kind of mood are you in?
I want to eat everything.
Postpartum.
Would you beat now? Are you suffering from postpartum barp too?
I am.
Is it barp? Yes. Is it barp, postpartum, or postpartum barp?
I think it's postpartum barp blues.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm sad because it was just so much fun and it's over, or if it's just like.
Can you imagine if you lived your life like that and that's the way you rolled, like partied every night?
Oh, like Matt Heller?
Oh, God.
Like Matt Heller.
Yeah. It's exhausting. I just watch his Instagram. I'm tired.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not bitching, but I have to. And then, you know, in order to write the ship, you have to make drastic rudder maneuvers.
Yes.
You know, Blitz, when you're so far off course, you got to lay a lot of rudder in it to get it back on course.
Sure do.
Not just small little increment changes. Like, you know, you're fucking putting the wick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it started out Thursday when I'm usually on the 246. But at 8:45, I'm still at Tate's.
Yes, and you said 8 o'clock hard out, like 8 o'clock. Yeah. I am out of there,
and I wasn't not out of
no,
there.
No, none of us were.
My right rear was just starting to fire about 8:45, about 7:30.
Come on, Daddy, we gotta go.
So that put me behind, and then that put me behind for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did. I'll tell you this: that I did take a 2-hour nap, which is very rare for me. Because when I try to nap, I usually lay in my bed.
Yeah.
And my room's pitch dark with my tinfoil willies. And I turn the air on, but I either start looking at porn or get on my phone and start, you know, looking at our Facebook numbers and all this bullshit. Next thing you know, I'm so wound up, I can't go to sleep. But Friday, I actually took a gimmick and laid down for like 2.5 hours. I think that. Along with the merch crick blow darting me with a fucking Marlins Perkins type antelope deal, I had Friday dialed in. Friday's $199 was off the fucking chain.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. And a lot of it, like, number one, it was fun no matter what, but a lot of it was because you were in a good mood.
Right.
Like, you know, all of us could be in a good mood as well.
Music. Right. It was just, it was cool.
It was just like the togetherness. We were all together. And as much, if you were to bet $1 million, okay, Bubba's going to have 30 plus people, nearly 40 people running in and out of the studios with the door open. You would be like, there's no fucking way.
No way.
There is no way.
There's no fucking way. I'll take that bet all day.
I would still take that bet.
And I just got dialed in. I big boyed it up and fucking nailed it. And then Saturday.
And the thing is, too, like, for, you know, for a while, a couple of weeks, like, you knew what you were getting into.
Right.
Like, it
right.
wasn't a surprise that there was that many people here.
Yeah, it wasn't a spontaneous willy where people just piled
That's
on.
That's the fucking worst.
Yeah. By the way, Airtight Ski Pole dropped off a nice little care package, and you're one of my, Joe, you're one of my fucking favorites.
He's so sweet.
He's so solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
He is just, he's just the fucking salt of the earth. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, during 199, I was expecting you to just freak out.
What was that? Let me, you're fucking, are you,
I was expecting
you're obviously
you to...
not, you're obviously not celebrating dry January, are you, buddy?
Dry January.
is for losers. Dry January is for losers.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people doing it.
Me too.
I do too. And like, what, okay, behind everything is usually somebody that's got a dog in the fight to make some money, right? Every little fucking thing that they got going on usually is about a shakedown. Like, for instance, you know, October, you know, Women's Cancer Awareness Month. Well, I don't know what the fuck, but I'm just, I can't think of an example necessarily, but dry January is the dumbest shit ever. You would think big alcohol having as much power as Anheuser-Busch and then all the, you know, the liquor spirits and all that kind of bullshit, that they would get together and say, who the fuck is thinking about doing dry January?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck came up with this? We need to assassinate them immediately.
Yeah, losers.
I mean, no one hardly does it, or they don't do it
bullshit,
right.
Bullshit, everybody's doing it. Dry January.
Yeah, but...
Are you fucking,
but then there's
a loser.
Like, there's football, and so all those people are drinking all the time.
Yeah. It's dry January, except for an event or a weekend or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's just,
it's
know,
not really...
Times.
Or Gasparilla is coming up. I know someone who's doing dry January, but they're going to get fucked up at Gasparilla.
Well, hold on.
Or they're just doing drugs the whole time.
So, like, the guy who lives at my track, Drunk Dave... But listen, so his name's Drunk Dave, right? And he lives at my track. He's the guy that lives there and keeps an eye on the place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's worked for a lawnmower repair shop for like the last 15 years, but in the lawnmower repair shop world, like October through March, February, you don't work. Like, they'll have 20 guys that are working there blitz during July when the lawn dogs are doing two cuts a week on your place. But, you know, the grass basically doesn't grow past, you know, December.
Very slowly.
In fact, Blitz, I don't know if it's an old farmer's wise tale, but with regards to Florida, but when the nights get below 70 degrees is when the grass really slows down.
Mm-hmm.
So grass grows at night when it's hotter than 70. But after, temperatures get below 70 at night, the grass basically stops growing. And so if you're working at a lawnmower repair shop, a lot of times they give you those months unpaid off.
Right.
So Dave has been spending more time working at the track lately during the day, you know, doing stuff. And it also coincides with us getting ready for February and our February Nationals. Like, our track is fucking dialed in. I mean.
Nice.
Round up around the fence rows. Like, my track looks beautiful. So, that being said, one of the reasons why we call Drunk Dave, is because he's always drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he loves Natty Lights.
Oh.
So, I was talking to him yesterday about coming. I'm going to be up there all weekend working on the track, getting ready for the Lucas Super Late Models.
When's the first event?
My very first event is Monday, January 31st.
Okay.
Monday and Tuesday, the 31st and the 1st, the Lucas Oil Super Late Models come to my track. And then 2 weeks later, we got the USAC Midgets. And then a week later, we got the USAC 410s with the Open Wheel Modifieds and Kenny Schrader and Kenny Wallace David Rudiman are all going to be there. And I've just been told that this is Kenny Wallace's last year of dirt racing.
Oh, wow.
He's retiring.
Oh.
So that being said, I'm talking to Drunk Dave yesterday, and Drunk Dave just offers this information to me. He's like, oh, I just want to let you know now this is an alcoholic mm-hmm. you're talking to. And so if you got alcoholics that are recognizing dry January, you're really onto some fuckery here.
Right.
And Drunk Dave says to me, I just want to let you know I'll see you this weekend, but I've quit day drinking. I go, what? And he goes, I quit day drinking on to observe dry January.
What about night drinking?
I go, what does that mean? He goes, well, I don't start drinking until 6.
Well, there you go.
Usually he drinks all day.
Right.
But he only starts drinking at 6. I'll be like, well, do you have to get more fucked up then and drink more? And he's like, well, kind of. But I'm not drinking during the day to observe dry January.
He's intermittent fasting. Alcohol.
Yeah.
I think there are some alcoholics that don't eat solid foods.
Yeah, those are called real alcoholics, and then they end up dying
with their buzz.
Does it end up? Do they end up dying?
Yeah, a lot of times because they a lot of alcoholics, especially ones that can't afford like straight alcohol to drink beer and stuff. They won't eat
just because it fucks up their buzz.
Well, yeah, because it fucks up their buzz, and they don't have any room left in their stomach.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, they got it. All the room has to be used for beer.
So, Anna, were you stock all three nights, or out of all three nights, you know, what were you? By the way, I'll tell you, I was altered. I was altered Friday and a little bit Saturday. It was unaltered a Thursday at Tate's.
Yeah, I had nothing at Tate's. I had two drinks on Friday, and then I had maybe three drinks and a lot of
other things
on Saturday. Went to the moon. Yeah.
So you were the most fucked up on Saturday.
Oh, but yeah, for sure.
Bubba, listen to this.
And when she fell out, when I went out there in the front lobby area, and Blitz and Reagan were there, you were you looked like you'd just been shot with a fucking Dexter blow dart.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was done. I was just fried toast.
So we were outside, and Anna said to me and Reagan, she's like, hey, let's go.
You want to fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And then she said, hey, let's go inside because it's cold out here. This was her idea.
Was her little brown nipples hanging out?
They were.
Right.
So obviously because.
Anna, your nipples brown?
They're like pinkish brown.
All right, go ahead.
So because of that, because her nipples were out, me and Reagan followed her in.
And was Reagan's nipples out?
Yeah, they were too. All
right.
That's why I followed them all in.
Okay.
All four of them.
So, I don't know where the nipples were when I came to the party, but I didn't see any nips.
Right.
I mean, so, go ahead. I'll tell you the nipples that were hanging out. Mine. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So Anna walked into the studio real quick, and there's nothing really going on there. So she walked kind of out front and sat in the green room. Well, as we walk into the green room, she turns around to me and Reagan and goes, why is everyone following me?
I don't remember saying that.
She wanted to
do an alone moment. She wanted to be with Papa.
So we said fine, and we left her in the crew. Me and Reagan walked outside.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Well, my bad. I was blacked out. I don't remember that.
I wish fucking Travis would have listened to that advice.
Oh God,
what do you mean? People.
He wouldn't leave Travis, me the fuck alone.
He would not
First
leave
of all, Travis
alone.
Started with Larry Plummer. He was Larry Plummer's. Supposedly, he was Larry Plummer's hype guy.
He was.
And then he went from Larry Plummer. I think Larry Plummer started getting into some stuff.
He did.
And so we're going to leave it at. And then Travis transferred from being his hype guy to being Lummy's dick rubber.
Yeah. Well, he was rubbing his own dick on me.
He was rubbing his own dick on me, calling me a pussy boy the whole time. And what am I going to do about it, pussy boy? Pussy boy.
Whatever he did was great because he worked till 3 a.m. tearing stuff down.
Was he okay?
I think he was really fucked up.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that.
But the good thing is he worked till 3 a.m.
Yeah,
he wasn't mad or
no, he was almost in that Kelly/Brandy fuck up deal where he was fucked up, but he was happy and wasn't a problem.
Well, that's good.
Like Kelly, you know, in the infamous Kelly and Brandy award, they were really fucked up, but they were showing their titties and
I missed all that.
Yeah, being the life of the show. I mean, do you have your camera on, Blitz?
My camera?
I mean, like, if I showed the camera something, would you be
able
to...
We're not on camera.
Oh, yeah, we are. We record all these
Anna,
shows.
Fuck you, bitch. Because I knew that we're not broadcasting camera, but Blitz has got the camera going.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're sorry.
Sorry.
So I could put a picture up on the screen that Blitz could see. Am I right, Anna? Am I right? Blitz, let me... Correct. I'm going to put something up on the screen that you'll be... This is how I was partying in the parking lot. You ready?
Okay.
This is how I was partying in the parking lot. Look at those titties.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm doing shots. I'm doing fucking titty shots with Brandy and Kelly.
I think the one on the left.
I could see one.
I think the one on the left was like, she was all over me.
That was them before I said, let's pop the tops. That's them just with their bras on.
Yep.
Can I see?
And then, yeah, you can come up and see. You know, you never want to be with me or even be close to me when I'm just running stock.
That's right.
But as soon as I got some fucking food or some kind of fucking
shit. I want to come next to you,
Papa. Oh, Papa, I want to be next to you, my favorite Pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, and I saw the couch there too, Papa.
Hey, Bubba, she's much like us, food and tits.
Hold on. She's up here in my area, and all she's is just scanning around for shit.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get looking
food,
at stuff.
Money.
Yeah, all right. So this is me in the parking lot early on, and then that went to that.
Oh, wow.
That's how I'm fucked. Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
You won.
So, you know, Lummy, we do have an award after
Kelly.
Yeah,
we do.
So, Lummy, I think we should probably go through the official BARP, you know, post BARP awards one last time.
Yep.
Anna, I will tell you, you just looked awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Saturday night.
Thank you.
You looked, I mean, the minute I saw you, it was like, holy shit.
Yeah, you told me that.
Reagan looked cute.
She did.
Bob from Sunbelt Rentals' wife looked cute. Oh. Krista Diaco, cute as hot.
Melissa Hazlett,
mm-hmm. Merch Crick,
mm-hmm.
OFF.
Yep.
You would have liked Island Surf Shop's girlfriend or wife.
Why didn't I get a chance to
meet
her?
Yeah, you would have gone crazy over her.
She's a Hooters bartender.
Well, yeah, where the fuck was I? Why didn't you?
She was inside and out everywhere. She was all around.
Sam had a cane and couldn't come inside, so he stayed outside. And she stayed with him.
Well, why didn't I get a chance to valve up on them Teddies?
Oh, I thought you were outside.
Yeah, I thought you went outside.
All right, so we have the Drunken Kim Award.
Yep, Drunken Kim Award.
And that goes to?
Drunk Kim.
Yes.
And then we have the Dark Match Steve Award, which is the person that you didn't necessarily was going to look the way they looked.
Did you meet Dark Match's girlfriend?
I don't know. What's the rib on the deal?
There's a rib. He brought his girlfriend. Did he not love me?
Yes, he did. Dark Match Steve Award, won by Dark Match Steve.
And then we have the person that's the most uptight award. And that's the Iggy McGillicuddy. Let's just shut the fuck up. Just stop.
What?
We met his girlfriend. We know what you're getting at.
Hold on.
I'm trying to move through the awards.
Okay.
We know that his girlfriend was a guy.
But he introduces him as his girlfriend.
I understand.
Yeah. So Dr. Dan earlier today was like, no, he said he's got a girlfriend.
He didn't know.
He didn't know. Say it, Anna, say
he
it again.
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
Didn't know.
And Blitz brings in the negative stuff. Just
how is that negative?
Well, it's certainly not positive now.
How
is
that not positive?
Anna, how would you rate what he just said? Negative, positive, or smart assy
fucking
Blitz?
I think it's just kind of neutral.
Yeah.
You know?
Smart assy Blitz.
No, I'm not being negative at all.
Smart assy Blitz.
Nope, you're wrong.
Well, what are you being?
I'm not being negative at all.
He's being a silly boy.
Silly boy.
Silly boy.
Is that a new form of crispy, the silly boy kind?
Yep.
Lummy, then we have the person that's usually the most uptight and got his head on a swivel and could jump in a foxhole at any time.
Yep.
Or just run out of here, and that's, of course, Iggy McGillicuddy.
Yep.
And then the Kelly and Brandy Award, which are the two people that got the drunkest but had the most fun and was not a problem and showed their titties in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's Kelly and Brandy.
Yeah. That's a great picture of all three of you.
Thank you. And then we have the Romina Diaco Award, which was the person that got upon introduction on the stage, got the biggest pop.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Romina Diaco.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then we have the DJ Will Award, and that is the person that spent the least amount of time at any function.
But still made it. Yes, yes. Because there's people that didn't come, which obviously they'd win, but the people that actually got here.
Actually came to town.
Yep.
Yeah.
And did not participate is DJ Willa.
Yep.
He came to Friday's Bubba 199 just to introduce himself to Blitz. And then told him he wasn't feeling good and spent the rest of the week in his hotel room.
And there's a few people that weren't able to make it to, like, the party itself because they weren't feeling good. And we appreciate that. Like, thank you.
For real?
There's a few.
So there was a few people that partied so hard on Friday they didn't make the big gala on Saturday?
Well, there's a few people that even came into town and they, like, didn't feel like they were sick. And they decided, you know what, we're just going to stay out of everyone's way.
Right, and not to make our event a super spreader?
Correct.
Perfect.
And thank you for those people.
David Hernandez won the David Hernandez Award, and that's the person that's the most sad at the event.
Yeah.
Now, the OFF Award, this is where things start getting a little strange. The OFF Award, which has been named after the great Ocala Farrah Fawcett, which is the wife of Creatine Travis.
Correct.
Gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And
stunning.
And stunning. And so the hottest girl at the party award is, you know, named the OFF award. Oddly enough, she didn't win it this year.
No.
Chat was being a real horse's ass, and they put Anna as the most beautiful woman here.
What the hell?
Yeah. Way to go, Chat.
Stupid idiots. Stupid.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
The Missy Hazlett Award goes to the hottest woman with a child, and that was Missy Hazlett.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There we had some.
That was almost OFF.
Yeah, we had OFF. We had the Merch Crick. We had Kristen Hazlett. We had Bob from Sunbelt's wife. A lot of hot chicks in the running for the Missy Hazlett Award.
Mm-hmm.
But Missy Hazlett pulled through.
She did.
Now, this is where it's a bunch of real bullshit. And that's the Jimmy Clevis Award, which signifies the hottest dude at the party. Mm-hmm. And fucking somehow Dan threw $100 bills at various people and won the Jimmy Clevis Award.
By a large margin.
The
large
Brandon margin. The Quad Award is for the person that was the most over for the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. And Brandon the Quad wins his very
no
award.
No question.
The Scout and Big Gulp Award is the people that were the most handsy, but it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
We liked it.
Yeah. The people that were the most handsy, I might have been in the running for the Scout and Big Gulp Award because I'm very handsy as well. I did a lot of ear gripping on Saturday night.
Yeah, but not but like that. Like they get not really all
of
it into
was,
it.
Probably not all of it was as warranted or as wanted as Scout and Big Gulp.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There were probably some people that got touched by me that didn't like it.
I doubt that.
Grouper Lips Award, which is the person that helped and saved the day on the Adil. The MVP, if you will. Now, in the running for that, we also had Caitlin Hatley, Creatine Travis, with a goddamn big red kicker.
Right.
Very much all so should much, be recognized. Yeah. Kevin Hazlett as well.
No question.
But Grouper Lips came through. Then we have the Mac Award, which Mac is the 70-year-old father of Cable Dog. And Mac is a father of Cable Dog, a 70-year-old man who lives in Vincennes, Indiana, doesn't really know much about the show, but is fucking hardcore Bubba Army after Saturday night. He was the life of the party, getting high
all
as a billy goat.
All 3 days he was there.
Getting high as a fucking billy goat.
He was.
70 years old. And so, now, did I miss out any awards? I think after the, but and Mac won the Mac Award.
Which is best plus one.
The best guest plus one.
Mm-hmm. No, that is it.
I think that's it. I think if we don't cap it at that it's just going to end up being like, just we're going to have so many fucking awards. I think that pretty much entails like all emotions and possible scenarios. I'm sure there's some stuff we could come up with as well, but we have to cap it. Now, mind you, everybody should be getting your ring within the next 3 weeks. The rings are supposed to get to me by the last week of January, and we'll start shipping them out immediately based on the information that you filled out. Lemmy, what was your most favorite time over the 3 day period? My favorite time was probably Friday night.
Mine was Saturday.
Saturday, and I didn't really see you much. At all.
I didn't either.
Lemmy, do you try to, now just be honest with me.
Yeah.
Do you try to subconsciously stay away from me?
Yes and no.
Don't lie to me.
Please. Well, no, I'm not. What I try to do is I try to go up to every single person that's at the party and at least have some kind of interaction with them. So I
do too. I think I missed a few, but not many.
Yeah, like I just try to go out of my way to find every single person, even if I just say thanks, nice to meet you, and thanks for coming.
And any of us missed, it wasn't on purpose.
Right. And it's just a really, I mean, I think, Blitz, the more that we keep continuing, obviously this past weekend was the fourth BART party, but we continue to refine. I think a couple things that we changed this year that worked out well was the portalettes. That worked out. That was probably one of the best ideas ever.
Good.
Because most guys that needed to piss just pissed in the portalettes, and we didn't really have a bathroom shortage issues. The bathrooms were kind of for the girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That was much appreciated.
Right. The double fire pit out front was a hit.
Yes.
And then we had the partier kind of side parking lot deal that was going on. It kind of morphed into its own deal.
Oh, it sure did.
Yeah, like we had like two areas up front where people were kind of, well, we had the tent, which, by the way, the bartender in the tent was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we had two fire pits just where kind of everybody hung out. And then there was a little area over by the portal. It's kind of the dark, deep, kind of shady area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some shady stuff going on in there. Blitz, we might want to make, I think maybe next year we could maybe make the shadier area even more shadier.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like have like maybe a hot box tent or something. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We like cover up that street light or something,
too. The one thing that I think that we might want to potentially consider is maybe closing down Clem's Clubhouse. Because it doesn't seem like hardly anybody goes up there.
I didn't go up once.
I didn't go up once either.
The only time I went up was Missy Hazlett was there, was in the building, and she's like, is it just a studio and up front? And I said, no, I brought her back and showed her my office, and she wanted to go upstairs.
I bet you did.
I did.
Nice.
Did you show her the pantry?
I gave her the office.
With the recliner?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you gave her the office, and then you took her upstairs?
Yeah, that was the only time I went up there.
Now, what did she say? What was her reaction to that?
She thought it was awesome. She had no idea.
I think half of the BART people don't even know about upstairs.
No.
So maybe next year, Blitz, we make sure we remind everybody that, you know, it's we have a bartender, a full bar, a 70-inch TV, a poker table, pool table, and darts, either, and a bathroom upstairs.
Either that or
we close it
close
down.
It. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, we either try to promote it better or close it.
Because, and it's funny, too, because towards the end of the night, there was, like, nobody in the studio.
Yeah, everyone piled
out. Which is kind of like what we planned on anyway.
Yeah, but it got, the studio was kind of lonely.
Yeah.
For having a big, you know, big bartender. You know, we had a full bartending crew here in the studio.
I know.
In the studio.
And I'm almost thinking next year there might not need to be a bartender in the studio.
Yeah.
Can I give one maybe recommendation for next year?
That's what we're all about.
The only thing that I think could have improved the Saturday night would be if we had like some music going
outside.
Yeah,
yes,
somewhere.
I agree.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like crazy loud or anything, mm-hmm. but just to kind of, because otherwise it just feels like I don't know, if like when people stop talking, it's just quiet. It just doesn't really give you that party
vibe.
Right.
I think you're exactly right.
What about putting instead of maybe having one, if we get rid of upstairs, putting two bars outside, one on each side.
Yep, two bars outside.
Yep.
And now, Blitz, do we bring in T-Quest to get on the ones and twos and make it like that, or do we just pipe it in?
So here's the problem, is the weather was perfect.
Right.
Was
if
awesome.
The weather's like super cold or rainy or crappy, then people aren't going to want to be outside. That's the only issue. Like,
it's so weather intensive.
It really,
yeah. Dependent.
Cause
yeah.
like if it was rainy and cold, like everybody would be inside.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's kind of hard to plan like a ton of outside stuff. That's the only thing.
But as we get closer next year, and it looks like outside's going to be, you know, because we got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
And even if it's cold, I think people like it outside because we have fires and things like that.
Yeah,
and
that was really nice.
And it never really gets real. I mean, like that date in January, like Blitz, your fluctuation in temperature, having lived in Florida as long, you know, mm-hmm. as long as we have, is you're looking about anywhere from 60 degrees to 40 degrees.
Yeah, like it'll be like lower 40s tonight.
Right. So that being said, the only thing that would put a damper on making outside even more cool it would be rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if it was raining, then it would be, you know, you can't. But it's never going to be too cold to be outside. And so, Anna, you're right. We pipe in some, like, EDM stuff or whatever. We just pipe in
just
some good
something
stuff
to kind of break
or
it up.
Or bring, you know, or have a live DJ there.
You could do that, too.
But I think it'd be more manageable if we just piped in.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't
stuff.
Need to be anything crazy. Just like some background music.
Right, and Blitz, we could Bluetooth some stuff out there. Like,
well, that was the plan. So Big Red brought his really nice Bluetooth speaker. I don't think it ever got hooked up. Or whatever. But
all right. So as we look forward to next year,
actually, Little Purple started playing music. Background music out there.
Little Purple's dad didn't make it.
I know.
Snow.
What's up, Mr. Purple?
Got snowed out.
So Anna, here we go. One other thing, we're going to pipe in music next year for outside.
Great.
What else?
That was really the only thing that I had.
Two bartenders outside, two bars.
Well, here's the other thing, Blitz. I think that maybe we take within the hospitality tent is that we have two bartenders in there on each corner and then maybe some food outside as well.
Yeah, and I think, too, is, you know, I know that Kevin only has one of those size tents.
But we can go rent one.
That's what I was saying, looking into renting one that size.
If we were to rent another one, Blitz, we could put it on the other side, like over by the portalets, move the portalets back a little bit and have, like, dual tents.
Mm.
Or do you put the tent side by side and make it all one tent, or do you make it dual tent?
So if we plan on having more stuff outside, I would take Kevin's tent and move it over, like, kind of where the portalets are at.
Right.
And then if we got to rent one, rent a 20 by 40. And put it where this one was at, because this was a 20 by 20. So because Kevin doesn't have
more space.
Kevin has a 40 by 40 and a 20 by 20, but he does not have a 20 by 40.
So 20 wide, so we wouldn't have to go outside.
Correct.
But 40 long.
Correct.
Which would take it to about where the fire pit was.
Yep.
Yeah, and then put the fire pit between the two tents.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the big long tent where the current tent is, goes to the deal. Then we put the two fire pits, and then we put the smaller tent over there.
Correct.
On a portalet, and pick your tent, bitch.
Absolutely.
Put bartenders in each tent.
Mm-hmm.
Have music piped in the deal.
And that way, too, like, if we want to have, like, the smaller tent, like, with, like, a few TVs for the games, because I know people are, you know, depending on what's going on that weekend.
Lummy, right off the top of your Google Bing deal, see what a 20 by 40 tent costs to rent, usually. I'm thinking you might be able to pull that up.
In like a real tent, not like some jobber like canopy tent.
Yeah, Blitz, like a, I mean, like, let me like
the
a
one,
real...
like the one Kevin has, but like an, yeah. You know, one that quality.
Secondly, Blitz, when do they pick up the portalettes? Today?
That's a Lummy thing.
Yeah, they pick it up today. And if we wanted a 20 by 40, at $450.
That's not bad. I mean, we can wing that.
And I would have 80 folding chairs and tables.
Well, we don't even need that. But
I mean, we don't even need tables and folding chairs. I don't think that we need that at all.
Kevin, yeah, all the stuff out there was from Kevin. So
yeah, so probably just call
right,
so
what we do, Blitz, is just get the tent from the tent people, and we just keep the Kevin's tables and chairs.
Yeah.
And then we just have their tent people just, hey, just bring us a goddamn 20 by 40 tent. That's all we need from you.
Yep.
Kevin, you bring your 20 by 20 tent and all of your tables and chairs like you do.
Absolutely.
Boom. Put the two fire pits in the middle. Mm-hmm. Put the two fucking portalettes where they were, but back a little bit.
Yep.
Create the shadier area. Have a more denoted shadier area. Yep. Have music piped in the front. Yep. Have a have bartenders in both tents. Mm-hmm. Have a little bit of food in both tents. Bam. Only thing we have to do inside would be the Hall of Fame ceremonies. We would do the rings outside.
Yeah, I'll say, and the 20 by 40, we can put like a little stage on one
end. Stage.
Yep.
With hey, Lummy, did you see where Blitz fixed it this year? We'd have to use a fucking megaphone. Yeah, we had piped in, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Those amps were perfect, Blitz. Thank you.
Yeah, that worked
you.
Out good, yep.
And if you needed you could have had one in here and one out there.
I could have.
Boom. Fucking already. Like, it's done. Like, we don't even have to fucking talk about this anymore. It's done. Boom.
Absolutely.
We would have done ring ceremonies. We knew for a couple weeks we weren't getting the rings, so we didn't scramble to put a stage outside.
Mm-hmm.
Had we knew we were going to get the rings, we knew they were locked in, we were going to do a stage deal outside.
Correct.
Do the Hall of Fame only here.
Yeah, because there's not enough rings room. Out there. There's not enough room for everyone in here anymore.
No, there's just not.
And I think the party next year will be even bigger.
Oh, I think.
Yeah.
And Blitz, and we lock in, like, there's a Thursday's Tate's. Friday's okay. One. I mean, we do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think that you can make $199 any better. I think there's a few things we could do. We could have piped in some music at Tate's, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was another thing. It was just silent,
right.
You know?
Pipe in music at Tate's,
mm-hmm.
Do a few different things, and then Bubba $199 is just fucking die. You can't get any better than that.
No, that was seriously one of my favorite nights I've ever had. It was so much fun.
When you were Skrillex behind
the
board.
Yeah, I was behind the board just to, you know, pressing buttons.
Actually, and I think that worked out great, too, because that gave Bubba a chance to get up and walk around.
Ear grip.
Yeah, ear grip people.
And you said you want to do Bubba $199 like that from here on out, where it's just like one long mix?
If you can pull if you can get that type of quality, yeah.
Sure. And it was great. You said you sped it up like...
don't tell the fucking
secrets, man. Come on.
Kayfabe, you horse mouth bitch.
Right. Oh. Shut the fuck up.
Why is that
you tell everyone, because I got trade secrets, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I got trade motherfucking secrets.
Right. That's you're right. Telling everything. God, God damn.
Hey, sorry. Stupid idiot. Honor.
Fucking idiot.
I hate myself so much. Stupid bitch. Horse-toothed animal.
C-word. Horse-toothed animal.
also known as a horse.
But hold on. When you looked at yourself Saturday night before you went off, did you pop on yourself a little bit? You should.
You know, I really didn't because I was like in a hurry to leave because I have horrible time management. I went to the bathroom here and I saw myself.
You're like, fuck, girl.
I saw myself in the green room bathroom and I was like,
yeah, even Reagan, your roommate, was like, fuck, old girl, mm-hmm. is going on.
Old girl had it, you know.
And I even said that. I never say positive stuff about you.
You don't say positive stuff about anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Just himself.
Yeah, except you, about how big your cock is, how much
mm-hmm.
how good crypto's up, yeah. How your calves look.
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to send Blitz a picture before I left because then he just would have sent me a picture of his dick.
Right.
He would have said, you're looking good, but I got my big boy haircut.
Check out my cock.
And a large cock.
Like, never mind.
So you could send it out to other people and say,
Lummy, you had your hair up in like a little bun deal, right?
Yes, sir.
But
your beard still looks like shit.
Thank you, sir.
You need to wear your hair like that more often, Lummy.
And you didn't get your beard trim like you were supposed to.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you look like shit. You look the worst out of all of us.
Thank you, sir.
No, like, don't get mad. Like, I looked good as fuck. I got a lot of compliments, a lot of people, a lot of bitches wanting me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with Lil Wilbur.
Yeah.
Look good.
A lot of bitches wanting me now.
Yeah.
Turned a corner on that. And Lummy, I mean, you're a married man. You don't want bitches to fret on you, but you should take some pride in your grooming. My God, you just look like you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, disheveled.
Sorry.
Do you care?
Yes.
I mean, you don't think your wife looks at you when you get your beard trim and she's like, fuck, that's my husband. I love him. He looks hot as shit.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, I mean, you just look unkept and just scraggly.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sorry. Do something about it.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you plan on doing about it?
Bubba, can you give me a trim and dye job soon?
It has to be you thinking of it. Like, I just pretty much spoon-fed you on that.
You did.
So the answer is no.
Okay, I'll
the
ask
answer
again.
No, hold on. Yeah, the answer is you have to ask out of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
Not while we're talking about the...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Particular topic, and then you just, oh, you know. No, like just one day we're fucking bebopping around on the air, and you go, Bubba, like what? And you go, can I go see Bubba Sassoon soon, please? It just takes an organic ask is all it takes, buddy.
Yes, sir.
How long are you going to fucking wait? Because it looks like shit.
I'm going to get on it.
I got a lot of time. I mean, I'm really busy. I got tires to grind.
Yeah.
I got tracks to prep.
Oil to change.
I got oil to change, races to conduct. I got a lot of shit going on, Lummy.
I know. I'll ask it
tomorrow. We're cooking pizzas.
I'm so fucking excited.
Everybody bring your pizzas and your fixins in.
Yep.
I'll bring both of my Prestos.
Okay, I'm going to go get mine from storage.
I also ordered another one that's supposed to get here on Thursday, and I figured Blitz will have one or two here in the studio up on the bar.
Okay.
At any time, we could just whip up a fucking pizza.
Big Red, make us a pizza shelf.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know if we need a pizza.
Yeah, we do. And then you can put your little double toaster thing, remember? Yeah,
we're not turning
grilled
this
cheese,
into a fucking delicatessen. This isn't, stop.
Clem's Deli.
We're not turning into Clem's Deli.
Clem's Towing and Deli.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Get your car code. Get your piece of pizza while you're paying your impound bill.
That's awesome.
By the way.
And barbershop.
By the way, my mom even came up to me and goes, wait. I go, what? She goes, your signs are so funny out front. You know
ahead.
What? I didn't have one person bitch about parking.
No. Well, you know great. Why? Because the golf cart, the McGillicuddy,
was the best ever.
Got shuttled.
Awesome. The hotel was super close, and they knew that they could get there and back when they needed to.
Yeah, Big Mike.
And his Lummy.
And his Lummy and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
That was one of the coolest things that we came up with.
It was awesome.
I mean, I don't know that really if there was – I don't know if anybody – maybe one set of persons I know walked.
But, even if they did, it's not that far.
No, I know that, but I think – and they walked because they wanted to do stuff.
Oh.
On the way over.
Okay.
I'm like, Mike's cool with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can burn.
Right.
Mike's cool. Just don't put any holes in the upholstery.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the coolest. Blitz, do I need to probably go to the Hyatt House and maybe like send a little care, like a little care edible arrangement to the general manager?
Yeah, send him some edibles.
No. he'll eat them. He'll be like, what the fuck? What? Who? Don't you think, Anna, like that's a classy thing to do? Because he gave me, first of all, Blitz, he
Absolutely.
Saved us about fucking $1.50 a room.
Yeah.
Well, remember what Matt?
I think they screwed up too. They didn't realize it was might be playoff weekend.
I know. Do you think I'm in trouble now?
No. That's why he said the edible arrangement. Remember when Matt Riddle came in and he sent that and how good it felt.
I'm gonna blitz. I'm gonna send an edible arrangement to the general manager of the Hyatt House.
Beautiful.
And say thank you so much for being our host hotel.
Yep. Looking forward to doing it again next year.
There you go. Locking in for next year.
Boom. Yep. Bubba Clem.
Yep. Here's some fruit, bitch. Enjoy.
Here's some fruit, non-marijuana kind.
Marijuana.
Non-marijuana. No, I've not heard. Let me, you were a little closer to the people. I did not hear of any mishaps or, you know, broken TV screens or puking on the bedspread or nothing like that. I think everybody was in their perfect behavior.
They were. And then Shivering Business is he opened up a bar card so anyone that was staying at the place could just, you know, put a drink on him.
For real?
Yeah.
So hold on. You're saying
dangerous?
Yeah. You're saying Kenny Priz? Kenny Priz opened up a bar, Tiz?
Yep.
Wow.
At the hotel bar.
That's awesome.
And so you said Bob Army, then, you know, good to go.
Man. But, Blitz, you know, here's the thing. You can't hold back those rooms thinking there could potentially be a wild card because, you know, you got a 50-50 shot of hosting a playoff game. So if you've, you know, not taken those reservations and there is no football game for the weekend, not a big desk. Like, you're not going to pack out your hotel because it's not a big travel weekend.
No.
Outside of BARP. Probably the only two things that were going on in Tampa over the weekend were BARP and the wild card game.
Yes.
But they could almost look at it too and see that, you know, the Bubba Army guy stayed at the hotel to drink, and most of those Philly people would probably go out.
Well, not only that, but they probably got most of the Philly people probably came in on Saturday and were one nighters. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, I wasn't sure if you guys would answer the phone. It's Florida Stanley.
Hi, Florida Stanley.
First phone call we've taken on a podcast.
First phone call I've ever taken on a podcast, but a very That's worthy awesome. One, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Bubba Army royalty right here.
Me and Brandon the Quad are basically best friends now. You know, he wasn't the only one that got his cherry pop this weekend or last weekend.
What do you mean?
It was Mama Quad's very first time at a strip club.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, so
I think Mama Quad's got some wandering eyes. I think she might want to get it. I think she's plowable.
She wants to talk to Dan.
I tell you what, Friday, you're definitely right about Friday night being a little bit more fun than Saturday night. Well, I made a rookie mistake for my first BART party. I got way too drunk on Saturday night. I had to skirt out of there. I fell down the stairs leaving the Clem's Clubhouse.
Saturday night?
Shit.
Yeah, Saturday night.
The party went till about 1:30 in the morning. When did you leave?
I don't even know. All I know is I had to go out in my truck and sleep for an hour before I could even drive back to my Airbnb, which was literally 3 minutes down the road.
Yeah, but why would you stay at the Airbnb when the host hotel was a Hyatt house and there was an open tab based on Ken Prez?
I don't know.
I
think he got in late, too, like as far as hotel stuff.
Okay.
Was
this your first BARP?
Yes.
And would you suggest it to – I mean, was it the experience that we've promised?
I would tell anybody that can't afford it to pull a loan out to go to BARP.
Awesome.
It was fucking amazing.
Well, so one of the guys in chat broke it down. If you give $7.67...
Like Sally Struthers trying to feed the fucking kids with bloated stomachs. Anyway, how much is it now?
$7.67 a day for 261 days you can go to BARP.
$7.67 a day for 200 days?
Yep.
Why wouldn't you just do it monthly? Like, you got from now until what, Blitz? Maybe the 1st of October?
Right.
I mean, most of Bubba Army, if they just stop eating McDonald's for 200 days and take that money and put it towards that, they can go.
All right. So February, March,
most
April.
Most Bubba Army, if they stop eating McDonald's in like 3 weeks, they can pay for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So call it 8 months. Call it 8 months, right?
Oh, shit.
So $2,000 divided by 8 months. It's $250 a month. It's it's just what it is. It's it's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it. I had a great time. I'm pretty sure I've already qualified for the next 2 or 3 years, so I won't be missing. I won't be missing anymore. I think on 199, I spent like 10 minutes on 199. I checked my bank statement. I spent $1,400 on 199. That was fun.
Well, hopefully, we don't get a couple fucking chargebacks on that shit, buddy.
No.
You were going crazy, Lummy. He might have been. P1 on Friday night.
He was right
there
up there.
There was a few people.
There was a couple people that
were
just dropping it.
There's a lot of people there's a lot of people that feel like shit. They're hungover and they fucking spit a whole bunch and they're broke as fuck.
I'm definitely feeling it. I'll see you guys next year. That was fucking amazing. I had a great time meeting everybody. I wish I wouldn't have got so drunk. I need to bring more cocaine next time.
You gotta pace yourself, Florida Stanley. You really do.
Yeah.
Thursday you get a little bit of a buzz on.
Got excited. It's
Friday you get a little stronger of a buzz on, and then Saturday you want to hit your optimal buzz about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just don't fall down the stairs coming out of Clint's Clubhouse.
Exactly. Hey, we love you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
He's great.
So for anybody that is not familiar with qualifying for our annual Bubba Army Royalty Party, better known as BARP, we have it every year, the Saturday, the weekend before Martin Luther King Day. And we start festivities out on Thursday, a dinner, and get together at Tate's Pizza. Then Friday, you and your guest are invited to an on-air live presentation of Bubba 199, which is in studio and live on air on Twitch. And then Saturday is the annual awards banquet at our and you know, overall general party at our studios. And that is. You have to spend $2,000 a month by our various means.
Yeah, a year.
I'm sorry, a month. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking retired. Although there might be some people that fucking spend that kind of money.
Yeah.
$2,000. You have $2,000 to you have to spend $2,000 with us by like the middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
September 15th, October 1st. And the reason why that's the cutoff is because we have to get the rings manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 3 out of the 4 years, we've never had an issue with the rings getting here on time, but COVID in China and all the bullshit has had our rings tied up. Blitz will assure you that I've already prepaid for the rings. It's not a Bubba.
They've been paid for.
It's not a Bubba fucking doesn't have the money deal.
No, they've been paid for.
$26,000 of rings. That's what the bill was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
26, geez, I had to come up with. I ain't got shit. Anyway, it's supposed to be here in 2 weeks. We will send them to you. Now, Blitz, when we because of the ring, because, I mean, we started out the first BARP party making 60 rings. Mm-hmm. And that was for my friends and family and everybody.
Yep.
And people that qualified. And we're up to 156 rings now.
Woo.
Most of those people are people that have paid and qualified. So that's how big the party's becoming.
It's growing every year.
That being said, Blitz, if we had gotten the rings, I think it might have been cumbersome to call every person up, you know, to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? That might have been an hour or two ordeal.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about when you check in next year, you're given your ring. What do you think about that?
We can do that.
But no, I mean, we can do that, but what do you truly
think? I think that's a good idea, because you think about it, people want to be there to party, to eat, to drink, and we're already doing the Hall of Fame ceremony,
right.
And that took, what, like a half an hour, and that was just like 10 people.
Right, and so next year will be 12 people, and every year thereafter will be 12, and the reason why we're making it 12, Blitz, is because based on how big they are, and we're going to keep them uniform every year, you can put 6 of them on a shelf
mm-hmm.
and look good, so we'll just do 12.
Okay.
What?
So, no.
Here comes the fucking right up my ass. You can't do it this way.
No, motherfucker. I'm going to be positive.
All right.
Listen, goddamn.
I'm just saying, usually
no,
it's
I'm saying we should do the fucking the bust ceremony then. We should do it under the tent so that way everyone can comfortably be part of it.
I don't agree. I think we should do the bust ceremony.
Well, like half the people couldn't even be in the studio this year. And next year it's going to be more people. Because
no,
we're
this
not...
is not a positive going on. This is not. Where the fuck do you cannot comprehend that what's coming out of your mouth is not positive and endorsing what I'm saying? It's a right up my fucking asser again.
No, I'm trying.
Anna, how would you rule it?
Oh, very neutral, I'd say.
Shut the fuck up.
You're asking the wrong person.
Go ahead, Blitz, and defend your honor, you fuckhead.
No, you're exactly negative. Right. I was being negative. Fuck half the fans. We're going to do it in here. You're right.
Shut up. Then you try to reverse it on the reverse, you fucking asshole.
No, you're right.
Turn off your mic.
I'm agreeing. You're right.
The reason why is you have to place the fucking bust on the little fucking deal there. You got to place it on the, you know, what if it gets hurt from transporting it from there to there?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're already arguing about something that's going to happen a year from now. Fuck it.
Oh, Bubba, did you want to offer the people that got the bust made their own? Group of Lips was asking me. You mentioned that before.
How much is that going to cost me?
It won't cost you anything. If somebody wants their own made, they can pay Grouper Lips.
Yeah, you mentioned having them.
Yes,
be
absolutely.
Able to buy
if that's not a problem with Grouper Lips, and he can, you know, it's affordable, so it's not one. It's at least covering his cost in a little bit, and two, you know, it's not super super expensive. Then yes, the people that are in the Hall of Fame should have the ability to buy their bust.
I think he said they're about $40 or $50 plus shipping.
If we made it $100, then I think that might be worth Grouper Lips' time. I think that's priced where a person would probably get one, don't you think?
Yeah, and he said he has no problem doing it.
Yep. Okay, then I would like that.
Okay.
We need to get Scout I'm sorry, we need to get big gulps done.
It's already on the printer right now.
Perfect. Grouper lips.
He's on it.
And we need to get Caitlin Hatley's picture and probably convert it over to a file.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we need to pay for all that.
Oh, mm-hmm. And we had a question about Unsavory. Do we want him to redo his picture? Well, no,
I'm not real happy with him. He basically told me to fuck off on my event and didn't show. Do you put a person in the Hall of Fame that refused to show? You guys help me answer that question.
I don't think you can.
I say we put him on pause for now and find out.
See if he comes back.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually asked him personally. I texted him and said, would you please come to the party this year? Please. And he's like, stop asking me. Don't ask me again. I'm not coming. That's my final decision. 200.
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay.
So I'm not going to, if you don't want me, and then I certainly can't sit here and beg. I've apologized enough, told you I was sorry, asked you to please come. And you said no. So I don't think I'm going to make a bust for a guy that, Blitz, I really think in order for you to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, you have to attend the ceremonies. Okay. If you cannot attend and you cannot send a picture within a timely reason, then I think we have to perhaps pick somebody that wants to attend and can jump through the two or three different hoops it takes.
Sure.
You know? To be there.
Absolutely.
I don't know why Jamie from Northern Heat and AC didn't make it.
I think it was a COVID thing.
It was.
Kind of disappointing. It kind of just makes me feel like it doesn't really fucking, it's a real, for me to induct you into a Hall of Fame is a very big thing for me. And if you don't attend, and I think that's kind of a little slap in the face.
He said right now his biggest customer is a 2,000-person retirement, and that's where he's working right now. So he didn't want to take a chance.
Didn't want to risk it.
Okay.
That's what he said.
You can see his bust up there, can't you?
Yes.
Okay. Moving forward, if you cannot make it and you don't want, for whatever reason, then I have the ability to take it away, I guess. I don't know what Unsavory's problem is. I cannot beg, ask, or try to be any more apologetic than I was, and he told me basically to shove it up my ass. So there's the ruling on that, Lummy.
Okay.
Next, we probably need, I actually, this is a podcast only show, so maybe not as many people will hear it and I not catch as much shit about it. But I've already kind of preliminarily wrote down, let me see, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
23.
22, 23, 24.
Okay, 24.
Oh, wow.
So there's 24 people that potentially, just right off the top of my head, that are vying for these 12 positions.
Mm, okay.
And over the course of the year, well,
yeah, I was going to say that could change by the end of the year. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It can change. It can
change in a day.
It could change in 5 fucking minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's my names. In no particular order. And you guys tell me what you think. The Big Fildo. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't think I would say absolutely, because what if the Big Fildo, you know, pulls
falls
be
off. Here. Okay, all right.
And yeah. Says, I can't be here, and I hate you, Bubba.
Right.
You know, fans can turn into trolls within minutes.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's happened several times over the past couple of weeks.
The Big Fildo. Here are the 24 that I have so far, and again, you know, Blitz, there could be some new money, a new guy that just comes in and just, you know, purple heads it all. And then, and, you know, he all of a sudden he has my attention. And in no certain order, here is the preliminary list for the 2022 Bubba Army Hall of Fame inductees. There will be 12 that will be picked. Big Fildo, John from Naples, Creatine Travis, Dark Match Steve, Big Red, Carlos Mendico, JB Wood, Brandon the Quad, RC Hellaman, John from Precision Laser, Hierarchy 65, Donkey Teeth, Slammin' Phoebe's Beef, The Nashes, 843 Bubba, Yippee-O Brando for 1,000 bits, JJ Charger, My Balls Hurt, Poodle Ballin', Scooter 385, Country Girl, Bubba's Cankles, and Location Imaging, and Larry Bueller. I think that's a pretty,
solid group.
Pretty solid group.
Yeah, I think so.
And I could have very well left off a few people. So if I did, Lummy, Blitz, Anna, whoever, bring to my attention, hey, don't forget such and such.
Right,
oh, fuck,
right.
Yeah, we got to put him down there.
Yeah.
And we'll whittle this down to 12.
Yeah.
So, Blitz, do you think that's a pretty, all-encompassing list?
So far, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. There's the 24 to get 12. And there could be, Lummy, all of a sudden, what if, like, Fred Fuckface 1050 starts, yeah. Blasting out 4, 5, 6, 7K. All of a sudden, Fred Fuckface 1050 probably got himself in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I'm figuring it. How about you?
I figure the same way.
Do you know what else I figure? I'm out of here. I'm fucking
poop?
Over this.
You got to poop?
I don't got to poop, but I got to pee.
Okay.
And I think I got a kidney stone coming.
No. Oh, shit.
You said that the other night.
No.
I was really worried.
Usually kidney stones give me about a 2-week notice. When I start feeling them, then it's 2 weeks or so.
Before they pass.
Where it's a real shit storm.
It was either like Friday during the day or like, because I was here most of the day Saturday. I think you came down a little bit. And it was one of the 2 days and you said that. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bubba's getting a motherfucking kidney stone.
It's like you have a menstrual cycle like me.
Yeah.
Right before your big racing and stuff, too.
Again, much love and congratulations to Bubba Light, Airtight Ski Pole, Cable Dog, Jamie Northern Heat and AC, Scout and Big Gulp, Grouper Lips, Scotty Landers, Iggy, Shivering Niz, Miz, Miz, Cyril Niz, Wiz, Kiz, Ken Prez, Wizzy, R.I.P. Elwood, and Caitlin Hatley are 12. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 every year. That is the official Hall of Fame of what year, Lummy?
2021.
Did you add Grouper Lips to that?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Scotty Landers, Grouper Lips, Scout and Big Gulp, Jamie from Northern Heat, AC, Cable Dog, Airtight, Bubba Light, Iggy, Shiv Niz, Miz, Niz, Cyril Biz, Ken Priz, Wizzy, Elwood, and Caitlin Hatley.
Perfect.
Thank you, Caitlin Hatley, for making Brandon the Quad's virginity, losing his virginity dreams come true.
The other video will go up tomorrow on OnlyFans.
Yeah, we have three parts, three videos from Caitlin Hatley. One was just her walking in, the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Blitz put up last week was like an oral deal.
Yeah, yeah, I put both of those up the same day.
Yeah. And then so the one that gets put up tomorrow, now is that the fucking deal?
It is.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you seen it?
No, I've not.
And then going forward, is Brent going to send more?
I'll ask.
Okay.
I'll get it done.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Lummy, I got to piss.
Have fun.
And Anna, thank you.
Thank you.
I really had a good time with you Saturday night.
Me too. It was fun. Blitz, the whole weekend was great.
Thank you for...
Absolutely. Thank you.
And can you give me my gun?
I got it right here.
Perfect. Iggy and Creatine Travis. And who were the ones that put... Iggy, Creatine...
Nick Cartier.
Nick put it together. Mm. Didn't Nick buy all the parts?
Yeah.
And got to, and who did the Bubba Army engraving? Did Nick do that too?
I believe it was Rick.
And yeah. I think Iggy cited it and did,
He's killed a few people with it.
Real?
Yeah.
Three.
Am I already wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're asking my gun for muzzle residue.
Yeah. You need to do some bullet testing.
You think Iggy's mad at me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He was in chat.
He was? What was he saying? I hate Bubba. I'm going to kill him with his own gun.
I'm never
going to
be hearing again. I'm
his own gun.
Man, was that... Now, my gun was super cool. Like, I cannot... I'm humbled by it, and I'm humbled by your thoughtfulness.
We need to go shoot it.
But fuck, how about the Enzo Ferrari tile piece carbon fiber
that cool
Willie.
Fuck. That's on our Instagram right now.
That is so fucking cool because you just had to really, there was so much thought and planning involved in it.
And it's signed too.
Yes.
You can just, you could just barely see it still, but it's signed.
God, we got the greatest fans ever.
Yeah, that's awesome. Iggy made that thing, by the way. The whole plaque and all that, he made that.
I know. He's a craftsman, ladies and gentlemen, and a crazy man. A craftsman and a crazy man.
But it's not something you can just go buy. Like, he built all that carbon fiber, wood, and everything. That's
much
cool.
Love to Kelly and Brandy, the drunk chicks that were flipping their tits out.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Much appreciate to you. How about Romina Diaco? She probably, we're going to probably turn her into Bubba Army
eventually.
Yeah,
flip them tits out.
Yeah.
I mean, I got her tits. I put her over on stage. She won an award.
I think she almost got to drive the Ferrari.
Almost. She got too drunk.
She was doing wine time.
Wine time.
Yeah, but right before they were in to leave, she said that she was less drunk than Dan. And then, you know, Dan.
There's a fucking, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, buddy.
Dan had time to sober up. And then right before they were ready to leave, Dan handed her some shots and said, here, take a few shots. That way you can't drive.
The merch crickets tore up thinking Romina's got heat with her.
What?
Yeah,
why?
I can't get into it.
Well, why?
I just can't.
He just dropped that on us and leave.
Yeah, the merch crickets fucking freaked out that Romina kind of cut a little promo on her.
For what?
Yeah.
Over what, though?
Yeah, just some nothing over, like, and Romina's not like, you know. Like, she's not wrong in her, like, I don't know.
You know what else? I think this person might, like, actually have heat with me, but I'm not sure if they're joking or not.
Everybody has heat.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Of course, Mr. Negative.
Is not a fan.
Yeah, because you've been talking smack behind her back.
Really?
I said,
well, you know, let me just tell you something. Blitz talks smack about everybody,
I know.
Including me.
Including her.
You probably shouldn't talk so much smack about people.
Shut your mouth, ho.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Hold on.
Keep it going.
Has anybody here, I've never said a bad word about her ever.
No,
anybody.
You talk shit about a lot of people, but never her.
Yeah. First of all, her tits are to die for.
Right.
Yes, and legs.
And them legs.
Oh, yeah.
Legs.
Those fucking.
And I've been in Big Red's house and everything, and like, but like, I think
but
she was
kind of. You do kind of talk shit about people.
But not her.
But still, I mean, maybe you talk shit about somebody else and you hurt her feelings.
Oh, true.
Well, no, she thought it was about her, though.
Well, maybe. But, like, she was leaving, and I said, hey, thank you. Like, thank you so much for coming and everything you do. And she's like, yeah, right. You don't even like me.
Yeah, it was weird. It was awkward. I was right there. I was like, I got to go. I like you. I've been talking.
Let's maybe just fucking, I love this bitch. Maybe she just blurted out what the Bubba Army feels because Blitz is so mean to everybody.
Yeah, well, fuck them all.
Now you're saying fuck not a fan?
Did I say that?
That was Chris.
That was not me.
Fucking Chris, pipe it down, bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Come on, Blitz. You got to have everyone like you.
Blitz, why don't you change your gimmick and be nice?
That'd be weird.
I don't think he can.
I know shit. He's always been this way, too.
I know.
I think he's got problems.
It's called
like telling the truth and stuff.
No, it's just called being a dick.
Oh.
Being negative all the time.
I know. Anna, does it get tiring on you, too?
So tiring. I'm exhausted.
Shut the fuck up.
I have so much malaise right now, Bubba.
If anybody, he's fucking super positive.
Anna, you should have, like, if he would have been just a normal positive guy, he would have been getting a pussy a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been popping this pussy since last January.
If you just would have been, hey, Anna, you know, I really like this guy, and I like this guy, and I really like this, and I really like that.
Hey, you want some riz-his?
Yeah, suck my dick, and let me fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Come
right
face
here.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Let's face fuck each other.
Yeah, but instead it's this guy sucks, that guy sucks. I don't like this guy. This guy does it wrong. He does it wrong. This sucks. It's wrong. It's
but she's always positive. He's always positive to Anna, though. It's just
but she has to listen to the negative flack, and it gets to her sometimes.
She's so positive.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
She never talks shit about anybody.
She agrees with Blitz. That's why they sit there. That's what
the biggest shit talks her around.
That's why they like each other. They just live in this negative vortex.
Yeah, exactly. But you're asking her. They go in the green room and they just
talk. That's like sex to them is just talking shit about.
Pretty much.
That's why Blitz disconnected my fucking Blink camera in there.
Yeah, so they can just sit there and edge
with
each other.
Fucking edge on negativity. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm fucking not a fan. She's a real bitch. Yeah, I know she is. She got big tits.
Yeah. I'm jealous of those
big tits. I'm gonna come. Keep talking bad about Creatine Travis. I'm gonna come.
Oh, Creatine Travis is so fucking annoying. God, he's such a douchebag.
Yeah. That was you, Lummy. You were the one saying that.
Yeah, I was telling him right to your fucking face too. I was like, I'm gonna shove some fucking Advil down your throat if you don't get the fuck away from me.
Lummy, everybody knows that when you threaten, you're just a little pussy. You're afraid of everything.
Lummy was running around going, has anyone got Advil for Creatine Travis?
Fucking paper tiger's fucking stomach. I put him down with 4 fucking Advil. He'd be out for the rest of the day.
Throwing up.
Yeah. Pussy.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
You know, deep down, you would never even say that if he was around.
He was saying it to his face.
What were you saying, Lummy? Were you really getting heat with him?
Yeah, well, you were to leave me the fuck alone.
He kept fucking
BFing me when I was.
Should we have a new award called the Creatine Travis Award? Who was the most annoying, rubbing his cock on people?
Yeah, the most annoying at the party, Creatine Travis.
I didn't say that.
I did.
I didn't say
Thank
it at all.
Thank you for cleaning up.
His wife even came up to me and she's like, "I'm sorry, he's just really drunk."
Well, that's actually a really good impression.
Don't talk about butt fucking me.
He's tired for butt fucking me.
Yeah.
He's not even going to be able to fuck that beautiful ass of yours because he's been butt fucking me all night.
Yeah. Right.
Fucking my ass.
Yeah, like, you know, when creating Travis, I mean, you weren't able to fuck your wife on Saturday night because you were worn out from fucking...
You're edging on Lummy all night.
You edged on Lum all night long.
Yeah, rookie
you fucking
mistake.
Dirty edger.
Dirty edger.
Mm-hmm. He, poor thing, came back on Sunday and cleaned up the rest of the party. I did, too. I came back on Sunday. I was here for 2 hours on Sunday.
Even Saturday night, we went out there for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, listen, nobody did near the cleanup that he did.
No question. No question.
But... I did help a little bit Saturday night, and I did help a little bit Sunday. I ran the vacuum and did some shit inside.
Yeah, I didn't do any
of that. I'm in kind of an indoor cat, too, sometimes.
I didn't clean up any of the food, but I went around inside because there was, like, lots of drink cups and stuff, like, all over the place. So I cleaned up all that Saturday night just so that, like, no one would spill it.
If we could just get Blitz and Tyler to clean up that pigsty of engineering, this place would be fucking dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that one of these years?
I'm going to,
one of these years.
Yeah.
We've been at... Blitz's, hey, so I asked Blitz to clean his area up. You know what Blitz's remedy to it?
What?
To put fucking, Bubba Army /CRI posters up blocking the area.
Fuck no, that. You just lock the door. No one can go in.
Yeah. Boom. Don't talk to me about locked doors.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Let me just play a little bit of this video. I'm going to maybe I'm going to post it.
Please do.
This is the merch crick who's locked out of.
Oh my god, no fucking way.
Is Mickey Mouse over there? Does it fall through the roof? How did you sound there? She sounds like Mickey Mouse.
I used to be a cat
burglar. Alright, Travis, we need to get a hammer and a screwdriver.
Did you always land on your feet?
So, Erica, why can't you just unlock the door?
Hold on.
Is that Larry Plummer?
Erica, unlock the fucking door.
Anyway, we're all fucked up. Hold on. Now, mind you, we're all fucked up. We're all fucked up, and she's locked herself in the merchandise area after she went above the ceiling to get down there, and the door will not open, and she thinks that we're ribbing her, but we're not, but we're all fucked up, and so we can't take any of her distress, like, seriously. So here you go. Hold on.
Jack it off a little more.
Yeah. Erica, can you just turn the lock?
She's fucked up, too.
Hold on, we're going to hand you the credit card.
Here's the credit card.
Okay, yes, give me the credit card.
All right, here's the credit card.
Coming over.
Very fucked up. Listen.
Open the door. You can go under the door, you dumbass.
No, underneath it.
Under the door. God, you're dumb.
Was that Travis?
Yeah.
Hold on. Shut your... If you had a screwdriver, could you undo the lock?
Erica, you're in an... The room is pretty big in there. How can you get claustrophobic?
I know, I'm locked in here.
How about this?
Erica, just...
How about you just stay the night in there?
Where the latch is, push the card in the latch. In the latch.
Burler. Erica, I'm just going to let you stay the night in there.
Turn the light on.
Turn the light on. Okay. Is the light on?
He starts crying, and we all feel bad.
Do you have a phone? Yeah, back in Indiana.
Okay. Travis, can you help?
Hey, listen, where the doorknob is, take that card.
I got it. It didn't work.
No, push it into the latch. In the latch. Where the latch is at.
Okay.
Push it and then pull.
Push it really hard.
She's smashing the door.
I can fucking break this fucking door down.
All you need is a
Phillips. No, but you're gonna.
You got it.
I need a Phillips.
E.
I can take the lock apart.
E. Oh yeah, get a Phillips.
There's a latch. There's a latch. You take the card and you push the latch.
Just get her a Phillips, Travis.
I don't have a fucking Phillips up here. I gotta get one.
You got one? Can you get one for me?
Yeah, I'm a.
Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Erica.
Wait a minute.
Just wait 1 second. He went to go get a Phillips.
Okay.
Oh, did you get it?
No, I didn't get it.
Kind of sound like you got it.
All right, she got it, guys. Let's leave.
I'm looking in my supplies here. It's hot.
Don't be smelling my underwear in there.
Hey, you turning the air on?
Yeah, thank you.
warm it up in there for me. I'm cold.
Well, you got, hold on now. Erica?
Yes, baby?
Are you okay?
I'm hot. I'm changing.
Are you fucking sweating?
Yes, I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Hey, we're right here. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to let anything happen to you.
We can always... No.
She's a... That's what she's most worried about. Maybe she's got to sleep and... Babe, it's not a big deal. There's... Hey, Erica. It was your idea to go through the ceiling tile. Whose idea was it?
Erica. Baby, I'm just trying to fix things. I'm a fixer.
Hey, Erica, if you would just sit down and quit panicking.
Here comes Travis.
Okay, thank you, Travis. I'm going to... Hold on.
Throw it over, I got it.
Yeah, hold on. Don't look up when it's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't.
Don't look up at the screwdriver when it's coming.
Yeah.
Right in your ass.
Hey, easy, stiff boy.
What the fuck are you doing? Why are you so scared?
I'm not scared.
You're in the ring. Like, lighter.
It's not like
you're in the dark.
It's not like you're in jail.
What the fuck?
It feels like I'm in fucking jail.
But you're not.
Travis, you're gonna kill yourself. Big boy, your big boy drawers are hanging out.
Seriously, and I'm the one locking in here.
We're not taking it seriously.
Erica, we gave you the screwdriver.
I'm getting it. I'm getting the damn doorknob apart.
She's trying to take the doorknob apart now.
Oh, it's getting limp.
Is it working?
Oh! Now you gotta pull it. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hold on, here. Don't, like, fuck this to happen.
This is the part that's fucked up.
Put your screwdriver in there and fucking roll it over.
Larry's hammered, is he not?
Oh, shit.
I can't take it.
How did we do it on purpose?
You guys are in trouble. You're giggling.
I've never seen anybody like when the doorknob out get like.
Sounds like Minnie Mouse.
How can you not get out? Hold on.
This is so funny.
Okay, she's crying.
Get her out. I don't know how to get. Hold on. Hold on.
It takes a girl to cry for us.
Yeah.
All right.
To get real hot.
Hold on. Now, for all you. I know all you guys would admit to this. It's always fun, but when a girl starts crying,
yeah.
then you're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Then it's bony time.
No, well.
Right?
For Blitz.
Is that what happens when a girl cries?
Yeah, it's lube coming out of her eyes.
Right. That wasn't me, by the way.
I think we've had enough for today. This podcast has been more than added value for your Bub Army needs. We'll see you tomorrow.